I got it. I'm patched in.
All right, let me hear it.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Relax. Systems check out. Signal across the board. What's the frequency?
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Every once in a while, we drag one of the fine Allstate agents in here to say hi, and we've done it again this morning. And that's Jose Gomez, Allstate agency owner. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning.
Where's your agency?
I'm looking in Old Irving. Chicago's a city of neighborhoods, so my agency's located at 4327 West Irving Park.
Why there?
Why? Because it's a neighborhood, and we want to connect with our people. We want to be local, and sure. That's a great place to be local.
There are always needs for more agents to get into business. You recommend it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's been good to you?
It's been great.
What caused you to get in? Were you doing something else?
I was doing something else, and so this gives me an opportunity to really connect with the people and help them individually. I mean, before, I enjoyed what I was doing, but this is really... really face-to-face and impacting people's lives.
What questions are people asking now? What do they want to know? What do they come to you? They go, Jose, help me out with what?
What do I really need? What's this? What's my exposure? What's the difference between a liability and full coverage on the auto? I have full coverage. What does that mean? Well, that means that you're covered for the amount of your liability coverage. So it's really getting to the details and understanding the coverages.
Do I need rental car insurance?
If you want to have an automobile, should your car be in an accident, you would want rental car insurance. You would also...
But, I mean, Allstate does that, right?
We do that, yes.
Yeah. As opposed to taking the $47 a day or whatever the number is that the various rental car agencies want to charge me.
Plus all the taxes associated with that, right?
So it's a rider on a policy?
It is.
Okay. And I assume it's fairly reasonable, right? Because you don't rent cars very often.
Yeah, it's less than a dollar a month in most cases.
And the difference that people have in ways to protect themselves if their basement floods. I know that, you know, acts of God aren't necessarily covered, but a failed sump pump is that right?
Your sump pump will fail. I've spoken with individuals who this is their business. Sump pumps will last 7 to 14 years. If it fails, guess what? That water's not being pumped out. It's staying in the basement. If you do not have water backup, it's not covered in any insurance policy. It's an endorsement.
Backup meaning a backup sump pump?
A water backup. So, for example, your sump pump fails, water backup coverage... That's what.
Oh, that's another rider.
Yeah, it's another.
Okay,
rider.
I got it. Yeah. Okay, and how's that price wise?
It depends. There's limits on there. There's coverage limits. You can get $5,000, $10,000, $25,000. Depends on what you want to cover in your basement, but it's reasonable. I mean, it's again on the high end, it will be a couple hundred dollars extra for the year.
For the year. Well, if you're going to lose $10,000, $15,000 worth of basement stuff, I'd say that's worth it.
Well worth it.
And we're in storm season, obviously. People always wonder about their roofs. What do they need to know to protect themselves, and when do you know you should file a claim? Because a lot of people aren't climbing up on their roofs to see if they got damage.
Well, we've had recently some hail a couple weeks ago, right? So there have been areas where if you don't have the right coverage, when I say the right coverage, extended roof protection, you could be exposed. One of the things that Allstate and we communicate in our agency, so if your roof, every roof has a life. For example, you got a roof, it's worth, the warranty on that, it may be 20, 25 years. You got to maintain that. We're not, from the insurance standpoint, we're going to make you whole. So if your roof is 15 years old, if it needs to be replaced, we're going to let you know it's time to replace the roof to have the absolutely complete coverage on it.
What do we call Allstate to come check out our roof, or how do we do that?
Well, if there's a claim, we'll go out. But normally, we don't send out an inspector just to check out the roof. That's part. That's part of being homeowners, just maintaining your property.
Well, the thing I'm wondering about is, we've got folks listening now who might be a bit older. And the last thing we need is to have them up on ladders getting up on the roof to check, and maybe their grandchildren are way too busy looking at their phones to come over and help them. So if a storm blows through and you feel like it was a pretty significant storm, what do? Do you hire somebody to take a look at the roof, or how do you determine if you need to file a claim?
My suggestion, what we advise our clients or prospects is really call a roofer. I mean, they'll give you a free estimate. They'll let you know what the condition of your roof is. Make sure, please make sure you get a reputable bonded, insured roofer, and they will come out and at no cost to give you an estimate and give you an idea of what the situation is.
And then he can decide if you do a claim.
And then he can decide.
Because the roofer will recommend it or tell you not to do it, right?
Well, not only to do a claim, you can also decide is it time to change the roof, right? So
yeah, that too. Dave?
When there is hail damage, I mean, you could have. Are you talking about a significant where there's a hole in the roof per se, or is it just if some of the shingles get loosened, creating enough of an area there where, say, an animal could get into it or something?
So, for hail damage, we're talking about where it's damaging the roof, mm-hmm. weakening the roof, where essentially that is going to continue to deteriorate the tiles on the roof. In any insurance policy, there is a deductible, right? On mm-hmm. a home, minimally, just about $1,000. So, again, if you're thinking about filing a claim, that's what insurance is for, to protect you, to keep you whole. But you also should take in consideration your deductible.
Sure.
Because insurance pays above and beyond the deductible amount. So if it's minimum, I mean, if you have mm-hmm. a $1,000 deductible and you have some shingles may cost you $500, $600, $700,
right.
We're not going to.
Right. You're better off.
Take care of it.
I'm in the other room. Michael Heidemann and Ashley and Super Joe, you guys are at different points in your life. And Michael, maybe you don't need insurance yet, but you guys have any questions as young people who may be buying a home relatively soon or somewhere down the road?
Yeah, I in fact do. I always was curious about how to. First of all, I know nothing about insurance. Mm-hmm. I am at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to.
Well, that's why Jose's here. Jose can help.
Yes. Well, Jose, so what steps do I even need to take as someone coming out of college or coming out of my first job to approach home ownership? Like, what questions would I need to ask my Allstate agent?
So, from the standpoint of. We in the insurance business, what do? We help protect our customers against everyday risks. So regardless of what happens, we're there, right? To keep you whole, to protect, to restore. So from the standpoint, what are my exposures? When you talk about home, really, we think about the dwelling itself, the physical home itself, but in a home policy, also, if you have jewelry, engagement ring, you might have inherited something from a parent or a grandparent that's worth value. You would want to ensure that you want to make sure that you're insured properly, because you may assume it's covered on my home policy. Yes, it is, up to a certain amount of limits. So there are certain items, collectibles, fur coats, et cetera, art that need additional insurance. So those are the types of conversations that we can help you with.
And your agent, if it's not Jose, could help you with it as well. And if they're not helping you, call Jose and say, what's the deal?
Absolutely.
Allstate agency owners all over Chicagoland, obviously, and all over the Midwest, all over the country, wherever you're listening. And also, Jose, before you go, thanks for the work you do with the By the Hand Club. We've had the By the Hand folks on multiple occasions, and helping kids in particular with high-risk inner-city neighborhoods have the full capabilities of maximizing their life. So I appreciate what you do for them.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you've got other agents involved, I understand.
Recently we had 18 agents at the location, and resulted in over $10,000.
Nice.
For
the That's great. Well done. Buythehand.org. Number, your place?
773-777-7520.
And a website you want to throw out as well?
Jose Gomez, allstate.com.
All right. Nice to see you.
Great being
Thanks
here,
for
guys.
Coming over.
Thank you.
And by the way, congratulations. You've won a free donut on your way out.
Appreciate it. Thank you.